Hi, I'm Robin and welcome to Well Conceived Business. We help online business owners within health and wellness to create a business and life that is not only well paid, but well lived. Here you'll find honest and refreshing conversations about what it takes to create a business around your life, what healthy hustle looks like, as well as insights and tips on growing your audience, your signature program, your profit, and your peace. Ready? Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Well Conceived Business. Today, we are talking about a question that we had when we ran our recent Business Without Burnout challenge. And it was somebody who was starting their business with very little people in their audience and wondered, when is the time that you invest in Facebook ads in order to grow your business? And so what I'm talking about today are three things you need to have sorted and done before you go forth and invest in Facebook advertising. Now, Facebook and Instagram ads have been a complete game changer for my business, and I'm talking specifically my life coaching business. They take away so much of the heavy lifting in terms of converting people into your email list and then converting people into sales during the launches. They're literally a game changer, and they relieve that pressure of feeling like you need to show up all of the time. They allow you to have consistent results in your business and be like, okay, well, this is how many people I need in order to make my revenue goals, right? This means that this is how many leads I need. It really opens up and allows more consistency in your business. But there's a few things that you need to have sorted first. Now, Facebook and Instagram ads as well, I will say, are one of the secret sauce things that we do in the Well Conceived Mastermind when folks are ready and have these three things in places. And it is the secret sauce of what we offer, the strategy that we have and the personalized support that we offer. Chef's kiss, because we have clients who get really awesome results on Facebook ads, like leads for less than a dollar with creative, that is like the graphics and the text and things like that. Some of our clients haven't even changed that in like a year or 2 years. So it's really this set and forget experience. We have another client who was getting like 44 pence leads, and really quickly, like in the space of just like 2 or 3 weeks, grew her email list by 500 people. How awesome is that? And it's really this beautiful experience of being able to automate a lot of your sales process, but you got to do it right. Have you ever heard the expression like lipstick on a pig? You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. And this is very much what Facebook ads is like. If you boost posts or put up Facebook ads, but you don't have the right elements and understanding of what will work, or you have a program or a product or an offer that isn't working, investing your money into Facebook ads is like throwing money down the toilet. Just because you put money into it doesn't make it work more. In actual fact, what will happen is it will work exactly the same as it was before, but you'll just be spending money on nothing. So you really need to have an understanding and have certain things in place before investing in Facebook ads. Otherwise, it's going to be a waste of your investment. But we get great results. And this is where, like, whatever you've heard, a lot of the advice that's out there is business coaches whose experience of Facebook ad is in the business to business landscape rather than the business to consumer landscape. And as somebody who has businesses in both sides, what works for one niche is really quite different to what works for the other niche. And so it's really important to understand that business to business and business to consumer, i.e. folks in health and wellness who support Molly, who's going through menopause, or Sally, who has PCOS, what's going to work for you as someone who primarily supports front-end consumers is what's different to that business coach who promotes to other business coaches. business coaching is a lot more saturated. It's a lot more expensive, but likewise, a lot of the time, the prices are more expensive for programs. Whereas front-end consumers, like people in health and wellness, it's a different type of product. It's a different type of offer marketed to a different type of person. And you can still get really good prices for Facebook and Instagram ads if you are marketing to consumers. So, how do you know if you're ready for Facebook ads? Well, there's three things that you need to kind of have done and ready before you go forth with Facebook ads. And knowing that Facebook ads is not an experience where you just boost a post that had some likes and expect that all of a sudden business will come flooding in your door. There's a really core strategy behind what you will post. And you can get really detailed and really advanced to really automate areas of your business. So, what are the three things that you need to have done before you're ready for Facebook ads? Number one is your organic marketing needs to be on point. So, you need to know what works, what resonates with your audience, what gets them to take action and be engaged. You need to have that. It is my firm belief that you need to know how to build your audience organically, even if you still haven't had huge, you know, followers or anything like that. But you need to understand what resonates with people, who you're serving, and what gets them to take action before you invest in Facebook ads. Because otherwise, it's this whole experience of you're going to put out crap and get crap back. You're going to put things out and continue to hear crickets. If you don't know how to speak to them, if you don't know who your audience is, and if you don't know what works for them at an organic level. If you're a health and wellness practitioner and you're growing your business, you know that Instagram is unrivaled in its ability to grow, connect, and convert your audience all on the one platform. But it's not just about going viral and reaching a bunch of people. It's about grabbing your cloud nine clients' attention in a way that positions you as an authority and a service provider. Want to know exactly how to do that? I have a free PDF case study with three example posts that will give you an insight into three different types of posts you can create today to help you do just that. Check out our show notes or visit launcheasylife.com/social to get your hands on this free PDF copy today. So let's say that you're like, check, I know exactly who my audience is. I put things out on Instagram and it gets traction. You're like, I've done that. I know how to build my audience organically and speak to them. The next thing that you need to have set up is a strategic customer funnel. So there's no point in just putting out an opt-in like a PDF and being like, yeah, cool, I'm going to get Facebook ads, or just boosting posts. There needs to be a series of steps that you take people through, and you need to then have that lead to a product that has enough room in terms of the pricing that it will be able to generate a consistent return on Facebook ads. You need to have some understanding of things like conversion rates, and you need to have tested your funnel, check that it's on point, check that your emails are on point, and have all of those elements, to my mind, set up before you go forth with Facebook ads. Again, otherwise what will happen is you're going to send people just to grow an email list for the sake of growing an email list, and not have that turning to profitability. They'll just get on your email list and then turn cold. Or you'll get people into your email list and it's just not going to be a profitable experience because you haven't dialed in conversion rates. You haven't set up your offer to be able to be supported with Facebook ads. So it's really important to have a strategic funnel in place and a really strong idea of what that customer journey looks like once you've got them their attention through Facebook ads. Number three is the last thing that's actually a really simple thing, but this is something that regardless of your organic marketing and regardless of your funnel at this stage, you should set up now. And that is the Facebook pixel. So the Facebook pixel, what that does is it tracks every visitor and action on your website. So unless someone has opted out of any kind of cookies or tracking, particularly through their Apple phone, what it's going to do is track the cookies of everybody who visits. Now, you want to, just like setting up things like Google Analytics, it only starts tracking this data once you install it on your website and get that all, get your Facebook Business Manager, et cetera, set up. So it's really important to do that as soon as possible. Even if you are on day one of your business, consider setting up the Facebook pixel so that it can track people. It can track up to 365 days worth in your business. So what you have the opportunity to do is, let's say you start growing your audience, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Even if you only plan to invest in Facebook advertising in 365 days time, if you've installed the pixel 365 days ago or even 180 days ago, whatever it is, you have the ability to start using Facebook ads that are tracking everyone who has visited my website in the last 365 days, right? You can create that as an audience, and that's probably going to be a fairly well-targeted audience, versus if you haven't got that data, that's going to make it a lot more tricky. And the thing to understand about Facebook ads is Facebook knows a lot of information. Once you are tracking someone who clicks on your website, think of all the other businesses that are also tracking everybody who's visiting websites, and think of that whole picture that Facebook is putting together. They know every website that people have visited. They know which people opted in to things. They know what, when someone pulled out their credit card. They also have credit card data that they purchase from the credit card companies. So the sooner you are tracking the data from the people who are visiting your website, the sooner you will be able to enable that tracking of who is visiting your website, get that data on board, so that when the time comes that you're investing in Facebook ads, you'll be able to use, you know, an audience of all of the people who have visited my website in the last 365 days. And then what you have the ability to do is create what's called a lookalike audience. So imagine that Facebook is tracking every single person who comes to look at your website, and they get that person and their cookies, and they're like, well, this person has also visited Pet Barn and Gabby Bernstein's website and Marie Forleo's website. And then what you can do is create a lookalike audience. And what Facebook will do is say, well, these are the 20 markers that this person has. They didn't visit your website, but they did visit all of the other websites. So they're probably a similar type of person. You need to have enough people that Facebook can track to be able to do that. So that's where you want more tracking and more data in order to be able to do that. So the longer that pixel is running, the more likely Facebook is to be able to create a lookalike audience. And maybe you've had, in 12 months' time, you've had 4,000 people visit your website. You could say, Facebook, create a lookalike audience. There might be 800,000 people who have all of those other markers that Facebook can then use to create a targeted lookalike audience. I hope that makes sense. So the three things that you need to have: number one, your organic marketing on point. You need to understand how to speak to your audience, what gets them to take action, what they resonate with, who they are. And you need to be able to know how to build that audience organically. It's going to give you much better Facebook ad results. You need to have a clear customer funnel and pathway in place that needs to be set up strategically to accommodate Facebook ads. And you need to understand that pathway, the journey that the customer will take, and have that set up. And then you need to have that pixel set up, ideally as soon as possible, so that it can start tracking your data. And that, my friends, is where the game changers are in terms of Facebook advertising. So get those things set up and then go forth, and you are ready at that point to start investing in Facebook ads. Honestly, they're a game changer for your business, particularly if you are a woman who works in health and wellness, because the costs are really great at the moment still for people who work in front-end kind of businesses. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And if you're like, yes, I'm ready to grow and scale, and you have a business that's already working organically, then maybe the mastermind is something that you want to consider. We've closed the doors for this intake, but we will be doing another intake before the end of the year. So jump on the wait list if you would like to hear more details and join the Well Conceived Mastermind. Thank you so much. Catch you next time. We are done with the meat and potatoes of this episode, but I am not letting you go just yet, my friend. Before you jump off, I have three quick things that I would love to share with you. Number one is thank you so much for listening today. If you'd like to hear more about growing your visibility through Instagram, podcasting, or Pinterest, creating or launching or growing your signature program, automations, or many more online business nuggets of gold, pause now, hit that subscribe button because we are here for you weekly. Number two is if you would like to learn more about working with us and joining our signature program, the Well Conceived Mastermind, which is unlike any mastermind you've seen before, check out our show notes below and you will find all the links to join the waitlist or sign up and join the mastermind now. And number three, lastly, if you do nothing else, make sure you come and find us on Instagram for daily behind the scenes and hugely savable and value-packed content. You will find us at Launch Easy Life. Well, that's it from me today. Now go out there and create your well-paid business and your well-lived life.